From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Monday, February 10th. I'm Sarah Wright. Students at Juvenile Hall have been working for months on the second 29-foot-long mural in the outdoor quad depicting nature scenes from Mendocino County. They're also recreating the first 29-foot-long mural on a pair of panels that will be displayed at the libraries in Round Valley and Laytonville, so members of the public can enjoy them without traveling to Juvenile Hall in Ukiah. Local artist Danza Davis, who was also the lead artist on that mural in 2018, has degrees in botany, studio art, and science illustration. For her, the project is as much about science as it is about art.
We used a website called iNaturalist that has a citizen science component where people can report sightings and you can get a very good account of where animals have been seen. And that was a great way to kind of go through and look specifically at our area and get kids' reactions to the plants and animals that they were seeing and give their input as to what they would like to see in the mural. And we also prefaced what habitats and ecosystems we were going to be portraying in each panel. So the first panel, which was done in 2018, we call the North County mural, and it's really inland Mendocino County. So it covers the oak woodlands some of the fir forest and some river habitat. And then our more recent panel has more of the coastal habitat, and it includes the redwoods as well and some of the tide pools.
We stepped into the shade to take a look at some of that scientific detail.
And that spider is really awesome. Tell me about the spider real quick.
That's a garden spider, and that actually is a great one to ask about because I did do kind of an accessory activity in the classroom leading up to this. It was a drawing exercise to create a symmetrical animal, and as you know, there is a lot of symmetry in nature in animals, and so that drawing was done by a student who I used a carbon transfer paper to make it so that they only had to draw half the animal and then it would transfer once you open the paper. And so it was kind of like a magical thing where you kind of discovered your drawing after only creating half of it. And so a student created that spider and then it was incorporated into the mural concept and then put on the wall and, you know, painted as a group. So it was definitely a group effort.
The project is funded by Dean and Sharon Adele, the Community Foundation, and two grants through the Arts Council, Jumpstarts and Get Art in the Schools program. And the 13 kids who were at the hall on Thursday afternoon were definitely at school. Aside from one sign declaring that hardcover books are not to be taken back to students' rooms, the classroom where the unfinished panel lay on a table was like any other schoolroom. A poster about Navajo math, a handmade storyboard about George Orwell's Animal Farm, and notes about where to find supplies were all signs of an education in progress. That's what Juvenile Hall Superintendent David Barrett strives for. He is really happy about the mural.
We're not just a detention facility. We do a lot of rehabilitative work with our youth. This is something that most youth in our entire county would never be exposed to. And here our youth are being exposed to it. So I really appreciate it. You know, just talking about, you know, what do they see within their own, you know, communities, you know, the animals, the creatures, the weather, the habitat, and then making that thought come into life. And then to see it transferred onto the wall. I love the fact that, so every day we do exercise out here. And there's not a week that goes by that one of the kids will tell me, like, hey, did you ever notice the salamander? And I'll tell you, every time I seem to walk by the mural, I find something that I didn't capture before. There's so much detail in these things that you could walk by them 10 times, and the 11th time that you look at them, you'll go, oh, I never noticed that before. All that is great stuff for me.
Is this kind of the beginning of a whole program of cultural arts and enrichment? Is this sort of a starting point, or do you think that now that it's over, it's over?
I don't believe we're over, not by any means. I would like to see our entire courtyard And I want to see if we can represent, you know, all the districts within the county. So it's kind of a challenge I've thrown out there. I know we've said, you know, that we would like to do our part, but it's definitely going to take, you know, a relationship with the Arts Council. And but as you can tell, you know, we got plenty of canvas to work on. And this brings such color and joy to the facility, which is something that we're really trying to accomplish here, is to make Juvenile Hall feel much different than a juvenile hall. So,
a significant difference between this school and others is that students only stay as long as they are sentenced, sometimes only for a few weeks. Back in that classroom, showing off a panel with a replica of the North County scene from the first mural, Davis spoke about creating a sense of connection among the various students who've worked on the project over the years.
We want anyone who participated, if they see this, to recognize it as the mural that they participated in on the quad. So this kind of connects the original group that created the murals on the quad with the second group who's creating the mural in the classroom. And the hope is that if they see it in one of the library branches, that they'll recognize it as something that they had a hand in making.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. For all our local news, with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.